Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and with me today is Jason Barris of Infragistics.
Hey Jason. Robert. How you doing?
Good to see you again.
You too. Thanks for having us again.
Jason and I did an episode down at TechEd where we focused on Infragistics XAML controls.
Yeah.
And today, we're going to talk about your HTML controls.
Yep.
Kind of a one-two kind of thing.
One-two punch.
Absolutely.
That's right. Both modern technologies for modern apps.
There you go.
You know, so it's nicer here than it was in New Orleans. It was really muggy and hot. It's a beautiful day here today. So thanks for the nice weather.
It is, but the food's really good down there, so you can't complain.
Oh, that's true. It's delicious. It was a good time.
And I didn't have to be the one responsible for switching back and forth. So.
Yes, you're right. You're right. You had a whole team.
I had a team.
Like 40 people there.
Exactly.
You're a rock star.
Now it's just me. We'll see how I do.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, we're here to talk about your HTML controls.
Yep. So our product's called Ignite UI. Ignite UI is a modern set of UI controls for HTML and jQuery developers.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is, over the years, you know, Infragistics has been doing web controls since 2002 or 3 or whenever. And back then, it was interesting because when you looked at the web, it was ASP.NET. It was ASP to ASP.NET.
Right.
And the way you thought about how to build controls was just different. It was very server-based. Things were table-based. CSS really wasn't all the rage back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, the web changed. And the expectations of what people can get have changed on the web. So we've adapted our tool set to that. So this is actually our third iteration of a web product over the last 10 or 11 years. And this is purely HTML client with jQuery as a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We also include MVC wrappers, so it's great for Visual Studio developers, and it fits perfectly within the whole Visual Studio ALM TFS story, where I get a great debugging, I get great IntelliSense, and yet you can still have a really slick modern app based on jQuery.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
So this is just a few bullets that I like to, you know, highlight, because you're like, okay, you say jQuery, you say HTML, and this talks about some of the features of the product and sort of what you can expect. And we do look at this as a huge ecosystem of developers. So you got guys that just want client-side stuff, and they might be like WPF, Windows Forms developers, and then they're going to the web, right?
Right.
And then you've got guys that are using Visual Studio, and there's an expectation there that they're using IntelliSense, they're using CodeBehind, they have a great experience within their tool. So we made it work with MVC. We make it work with tools like PhoneGap, so you can deploy these to mobile devices okay. with the toolkit. But overall, you can see it's just all the modern stuff. So, you know, CSS3, theme roller support, it's really designed for touch first, and I'll show a demo of that today. So when you think about how you might interact with a control on a touch device, it's different than when you have a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Support for MVC 2, 3, 4. Knockout.js is now with Visual Studio, so when you create that MVC app, you get Knockout. So being able to have a great data binding experience with Visual Studio and with your HTML client is really important. I think Microsoft did a good job of pushing jQuery out, pushing Knockout out, so developers feel it's okay to use those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Microsoft's going to support them. So that's really important. And then across the board, just from the UI controls, we cover everything that you need to build a really modern data visualization experience, line of business experience, or mobile experience.
Cool.
So it's cool stuff.
All right.
I recommend everyone uses it.
Back that statement up with some cool demos.
Yeah, so one of the things I like to show, I'm going to minimize this one slide that we just had up, is it's really low impact. So a lot of guys, when they're going to HTML for the first time, they're like, oh man, I got to change my pages, I've got to do all this different stuff, and you really don't have to do that. You can take a page that might have a table on it or an HTML element, like a tree view, and then really light it up with a UI control from Ignite UI, which is the name of our product. So I'm going to show very quickly, I'm just going to edit this guy, I'll open it up in Notepad++. It's very simple and very easy to demonstrate this way. But what we've done is we made it very easy for developers to connect to data sources. So we have this concept called a data source. And what the data source allows you to do is point to HTML tables, XML files on a server, OData feeds, mm-hmm. RSS feeds, all the way down to XMLA OLAP data coming from SQL Server Analysis Services. And you point to that URI on a server, we'll take that data, we'll parse it, and we'll make it bind very easily to the controls on the page. So there's a lot of nervousness when it comes to, I have to do all of this code on the client side to get data into these client-side controls. Well, the data source actually helps you do that. So very simply, what we've done here is we're connecting to an existing data source on the page. And that data source on the page, if I just scroll down a bit, is an HTML table that already exists. So I just have a regular old table here. Mm-hmm. There's some table headers. There's some table data, and we're going to take that ID, which is called Northwind Customer Information, and we're going to bind it to this grid that we're sort of instantiating on the page. So this is using jQuery. It's common jQuery syntax with the dollar sign. So we want to say, okay, I want to create an instance, of the jQuery grid, which is our IG grid, and bind it to this Northwind Customer Information source. And then I set a couple properties like virtualization, so we fully support virtualization, which is virtualization is very common nowadays when you think about the web, because you might have 1,000 rows, but you don't want to display all those rows at once.
Right.
You want things to go fast. Do some things like auto-generate columns, true. We set our data source, set a few properties, and then we set, in this example, a few features. So I've got paging enabled, sorting enabled, and filtering enabled.
Mm-hmm.
So not a whole lot of stuff that I'm doing here, and check out what happens when I run this. So I'm going to run it in IE, and now my browser window will pop up, and this is just my table. Now IE is going to block a local script, so I'm going to say allow block content. So now it'll literally go ahead and execute my JavaScript function, and look what we have. We have a killer looking grid. It has features like paging already built in. It has filter dropdowns because we told it to use filters. I can tell it to show different numbers of records per page. I've got sorting built in. And all of this with a few lines of JavaScript on an existing HTML page.
Right, cool.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And of course, you can go crazy with features as far as how you can manipulate the grid and what you can actually do with it. So I've got a bunch of different examples that I wanted to show off. And this is, again, the same idea. It's a grid control with just some JavaScript bound to an existing data source.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, if I just view source, I'm pretty sure this is getting data from, it's just a JavaScript file. So it's a JSON array that we pointed to. So you can see that newproducts.js or northwindproducts.js is something that, you know, we have on the file system. In fact, let me set the text size a little bit bigger to largest. Now, in this case, since it is just pure HTML, you can always just do a view source on a page and kind of see what's going on. So you're going to see a similar pattern here. We've got the IG grid control. We've set a couple properties on the grid control, like auto-generate columns to false to this time, default column width, data source. So I want to set my column headers. So the idea with this grid is that if I tell it as much information up front, it's going to perform faster.
Okay.
So we don't have to inspect the data, figure out what types there are and all that. And, you know, you could get a, you know, I don't know how many milliseconds hit, but you could get a hit. But then you'll see that we've got some different options as far as what I can do with this at runtime. So I've got a few functions happening. But when I actually run this guy, which we have here, you'll notice I've got my data grid. But here I've got drag or, a column here or select columns. So on a touch device, let's say this is on a mobile phone using our responsive grid, it's much easier for me just to tap something to pop
right.
dialogs than it is to do tap and hold. Because
yeah.
tap and hold is going to be a mess, you know, on a Surface device or a phone device. So in this case, it's very easy, for example, for me to group by name and price. And I don't know how this grouping is going to look, but you get the idea. You've got a nice hierarchical grid now. You can interact with the grid. I can get rid of some of the groupings. And all this can be done with a mouse or with a touch device. So we think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, one of the drivers for doing HTML nowadays is mobility.
Right.
Like, I need this to work on my desktop. I need to work on my mobile devices.
Yep. Cool.
So that's sort of the grid story. And, you know, at igniteui.com or infragistics.com/ignite, there's all kinds of different samples that show off the grids. But we have other cool controls, too, that kind of give, you know, more interaction to screens, kind of light it up with data visualization. I can show a couple of those, too.
Sure.
Cool. So one of them is our tile manager, and I really like this control. You know, when you look at things like Twitter Bootstrap, you have sort of a responsive layout and a responsive design. We've taken it a little bit further. So we actually have an underlying layout manager that allows you to create an ad hoc number of columns and rows within an HTML page, and then you can interact with it. So let's say, for example, I've got a grid here with four faces, and I want to give people the ability to click on something to get more information. Okay. So we have a nice tile layout. This was actually inspired by a Silverlight and WPF control that we had, and we kind of made a nice lightweight HTML control that does the same thing. Let me click over to another one of these guys here. This one's cool too. It looks a little bit slicker. So we've got different cars, and I can click the car, so the imagery is a little bit nicer. Well, it depends. If you like Bill Gates and John Resig, the other one's cool. So it depends on your audience. But a lot of geeks like cars and car stereos.
I like cars.
And yeah, you know, so we've got some cool looking cars here. And then if I open the responsive sample, let me just open up this guy, and this is using the same underlying control, and you can see that, you know, I've got big pictures here, but let's say that, you know, Robert, you wanted to look at this on your Windows phone, so as you resize, you actually get, you don't end up getting that scroll bar on the bottom, mm-hmm. the screen nicely resizes with the right data. Right. So this isn't necessarily something that I might want to click on and interact with. I might want to modify the template to show the data as well as the image. So you have a little customization there. When you think about how you can lay these things out and kind of do some interesting things with the web. And of course, as you know, Flipboard announced their Windows 8 and their Windows Phone apps now, so there's a lot of flipping and resizing happening, so these types of controls are sort of perfect for those experiences.
Yep.
Another cool one, again, sort of inspired by a Silverlight app. This is actually a Silverlight app running in the browser. And what we did with this guy is we have a really rich geospatial mapping component. And with the geospatial mapping, you can bind to Bing Maps, OpenStreetMaps, CloudMade Maps. There's a bunch of different map tile sources. Esri Maps, we're an Esri partner. So you can have multiple layers. So as you zoom in, you see different stuff. But the nice thing is with our map is you can also just bind data to it. So it's a similar API and the same underlying engine as our charting component. So when you think about charting, I have a series of data, I want to bind it. So you're doing the same thing here to geospatial elements. So if I click the run button on this guy, this is using something called our motion framework. And this is showing all of the flights within the US and where they're taking off and see coming from Australia and Hawaii.
We're being invaded.
Yes, and so, you know, so it has multiple series of data. Things are moving, mm-hmm. You got bubbles getting bigger based on the number of flights going into those areas. But we've also just taken this, and one unique thing with our product is that we do lots of code translation. So when something starts out in C Sharp, we automatically make a JavaScript version of it. So developers mm-hmm. our developers don't have to rewrite something in JavaScript. And then, of course, we do lots of optimizations to make sure it's lightweight and super tiny and all these other considerations. But this is the same API, the same control, but although it's in HTML and jQuery. So now if I click the run button, of course, it's a different country.
Yeah.
This is doing it with India flights. You'll notice there's a couple planes moving backwards. That's a little bug in the application code here. But the idea is same story, but although this is in a browser in the web, same experience, very cool. And so you can still build these really immersive experiences that people love, you know? Mm-hmm. So it really does kind of raise the user experience of what you can deliver in something like this. So I think when you look at something like mapping, and what you can do with geospatial, it's way more than just plotting out like maybe a direction or something else that you would see on a screen.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Right? More?
Do we have time for one more demo?
Of course.
So
time for two more demos if you want.
I would be remiss to not show, let me find one of these. Let me just go like this in IE. It'll be easier to read. Be remiss to not show another really cool sample that just came up the other day that we're working on around charting. And of course, I'm kind of messing around here trying to find it. But one of the things with data visualization is that it's not just necessarily about the performance of how fast your chart renders. We do a lot of work on that. So For example, our chart can actually render millions of data points in milliseconds in HTML5 in the browser. Super high performance, and it does the same thing in XAML and WPF and Silverlight. So we focus a lot on performance, but also you want to make sure that it does cool things on the screen too, so it's an immersive experience for users. So you can see as I'm adding data here, this is using the same underlying framework that you saw in the map. It's called our motion framework. So we're doing smooth animations based on data being added and removed from this actual data set. So it ends up actually looking pretty sweet. And in this case, you can hear me actually clicking my mouse, but I can just play a continuous animation, and we give the developer the ability then to just automatically feed in data in real time and have nice animations when that occurs. So at Infragistics, we do a lot in the financial verticals. We do a lot in healthcare. So data visualization and dashboards and analytics become very important. And one of the things we focused on in the last couple releases is making them look more beautiful. So things like gradients, rounded corners, you know, just that initial wow experience when something loads up, it's not just a fast chart. So right. It's actually pretty sweet. So the chart for dashboards and data visualizations is another area that we focus on a lot. And then since you're gonna give me one more demo, I'll show one last thing, which I think is really cool and unique to what we offer as far as the UI control space on HTML. And that's actually a pivot grid. So let me scroll down here to our XML data source example. So you can go right to samples.infragistics.com and play with these yourself. But what I'll show you here is just how we've taken something that you would normally think would work on a rich client. So Windows Forms, ASP.NET, Silverlight, WPF, and we've moved it to the web. So we actually rewrote this control and optimized it for a web experience. We've duplicated what you get in Excel as far as your OLAP sort of viewer. So you've got your data selector, your cube selector, and then from an interactive perspective, I can just start drilling into data. I can look at whatever data I want. I can actually make this screen a little bit more. I can do things like I can filter based on the data that's coming down from the cube, from my different measures. Select and deselect items. Mm-hmm. Now, the beauty of this is, yes, it's rendering an HTML in the client, but because this is OLAP data coming from SQL analysis services, all the hard work's done on the server.
Right.
So we're pulling that data down and we're rendering it, and then when someone selects, you know, an individual item or deselects items, it'll actually go back to the server, say, hey, this is the new chunk of data I need, and then we'll re-render it on the client. So you can get very high volume pieces of data with a control like this, and it allows you to build really cool analytics apps and sort of open up the experience on the browser to what people are used to getting in the rich client. I think that goes to where the web is moving. You know, there's so much talk about getting things in a browser so my developers only have to write something once and I can run it across multiple devices, and this really supports that story.
And the programming model for all of these is fairly straightforward?
It's very simple. So as a matter of fact, you know, when we saw the IG grid example earlier, it was a handful of lines of JavaScript. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I was talking to a guy last week, and we're talking about how to build out these pages. You end up with a bunch of divs on a page, and then JavaScript that actually makes that div into a pivot grid, or it makes that div into a tree, or it makes that div into something like a splitter bar. Mm-hmm. So the HTML ends up being fairly minimalistic, and you have a little bit more JavaScript to instantiate the controls and then just kind of light up the page. So it really gives a really cool immersive experience. So if you're interested in you know, checking out Ignite UI on our website, we've got a list of all the different types of controls you get. So it's not just grids and charts, but you know, Excel exporters, Excel importers.
Right.
You want to take something that's in the web and generate a Word document that someone can take and print. You know, we have all of those types of components as well that, again, you would normally get in a rich client app, but now you get in the web.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff. So it's a different way of looking at the world, really. You know, we think of, oh, I got my WPF app, and this is going to run on a desktop with a Core i5, and you know, there's certain things you know the computer will just do for you because it has high performance and RAM. Mm-hmm. And the web, you have to think about now, a very small JavaScript file size, rendering time, how long does it take for, how many requests do I have per page? You know, I can't have 20 requests. I need 6 requests to build an entire dashboard. And then I need it to be touch enabled and pinch and zoom and all that. So it's a different way of thinking about how you build applications. But the great thing is you can still have a great line of business experience, dashboarding experience, and it can run on multiple devices.
Very cool. All right. Thanks for coming on and showing us
this stuff. Yeah, thanks for having us again. I really appreciate it.
All right. So we did XAML, we've done HTML.
Yep.
What are we going to do for an encore?
Wow, man, there's so much we can do. We can do Windows Phone. We can do ASP.NET. Ooh. Heck, we can do anything.
Okay.
Windows Forms. You know, we probably won't do Android or iOS. We could do Xamarin.
On this show, we won't.
Yeah, you know, how about Xamarin plugged into Visual Studio? That's cool. But yeah, we basically cover every platform for building UI. So, you know, we'd love to talk to you guys and let your audience know more about what Infragistics does and how we can help them build great experiences for their customers.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right, hope you enjoyed that. And we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.